After the devastating mass fish kills in the Murray-Darling Basin earlier this year, Commonwealth and state fisheries managers are on high alert for a possible repeat this summer. Up to 1 million native fish died in the Lower Darling River and the Menindee Lakes in western New South Wales as the water bodies dried up and record temperatures triggered algal blooms. In the coming weeks, New South Wales will release its strategy for rescuing key native fish populations. And then next month, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority will release the joint Commonwealth-State Emergency Response Plan for the entire basin. Greg Borschman has our report.
Freshwater fish ecologist Lee Baumgartner has seen more than his fair share of fish kills. But last summer at Menindee Lakes and along the Lower Darling River, he found the loss and suffering pretty brutal.
I've seen quite a few fish kill events now over my time as a fish person, and they're never pleasant. You see those fish, they're really struggling for oxygen, they're pumping their gills really hard, they just look distressed.
Lee Baumgartner is based at Charles Sturt University. Last summer, he remembers being out on the river and feeling particularly helpless.
You want to save every fish, but it's just impossible. It's just something that resonates with you. You just look at the situation, you feel completely helpless. But you also have this feeling that, wow, how do we get it so wrong?
Fish ecologist Cameron Lay is program leader for the Murray-Darling with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. He says as bad as last year was, short and medium-term weather forecasts mean more mass fish kills are likely to happen this coming summer.
Certainly the three-month forecast from the Bureau is for below-average rainfall and above-average temperatures, and they're the set of circumstances that, you know, lead to really challenging situations in the Murray-Darling Basin. So we're not expecting anything different to last year. We expect the river flows to be low, we expect the temperatures to be high, and the risks of fish to be very real. I think people need to be realistic with the ongoing drought conditions. We are likely to see additional fish kills throughout New South Wales at some stage this summer.
Cameron Lay helps coordinate hundreds of staff working on native fish in the basin. And this year, as well as being mindful of the fish, he's had to look out for staff welfare.
It's very distressing to these staff, you know, right from fisheries officers to researchers to managers who have spent, you know, virtually their entire career working to protect fish, and then to watch, you know, hundreds, thousands, up to millions of them die in a very short period of time is really quite distressing.
Last year, much of the focus was on the Menindee Lakes and the Darling River. This year, other systems are also likely to be stressed. Cameron Lay again.
The other areas of major concern will probably be the Macquarie catchment, particularly downstream of the township of Warren. The river will stop flowing there fairly soon. Most of the Namoi catchment as well. There's very little water in any of the storages throughout the Namoi, and so we have concerns for that catchment, and probably the upper part of the basin around the border rivers, the New South Wales-Queensland border. That's another area of significant concern.
What are the major species of concern? We keep on hearing Murray cod, silver perch, golden perch. Are they the critical species?
To some degree they are. Certainly some of our big cod are some of the most affected species by low dissolved oxygen and low water flows. Probably some of the other concerns are species that may not be as well known, things like purple-spotted gudgeon or the southern pygmy perch. These are threatened species that live in relatively small and isolated populations, and so we have to be very careful about managing those individual populations because those species are at risk of being really knocked around by another significant season.
Let's be honest. Last year, the response and rescue efforts were pretty much ad hoc. Do we know what worked and what didn't work?
We certainly spent a lot of time over the last 4 or 5 months analysing our response actions and doing exactly that, seeing what worked and what didn't. We undertook the implementation of artificial aeration, and the data that's come back from that seems to suggest that that was a successful intervention. The other response we undertook was the rescue and relocation of some particularly large individuals. And so we're hoping to be able to build a recovery strategy for when conditions do improve. But we were pretty comfortable that they were appropriate strategies.
Freshwater fish ecologist Lee Baumgartner helped review the mass fish kills last year for the Commonwealth as part of the independent Vertesi report. Baumgartner says the response and rescue strategies were criticised at the time, but by and large, they worked.
There were two main things that were done last year. Number one was people installed aerators into the pools to try and oxygenate the areas where there was no oxygen. That did work to some extent. You could see plumes of fish actually sitting around the aerators. They were sitting around them and actually taking oxygen out of the bubbles that were coming in, which was good. The other thing that they did was rescue some of the fish and transport them to other areas. And we call that creating insurance populations. I think both of those strategies, as implemented last year, they were criticised to some extent, but they did work. Fish survived around the aerators, and the fish that are in the ponds that were rescued are in excellent condition right now.
What does that mean in terms of actually trying to rescue fish? Where do they go and what happens to them? Are they bred? Are their eggs taken? Is that the aim of the game?
Personally, I wouldn't be looking at breeding those fish this year, because if you breed those fish, you've got to put the babies somewhere. And it doesn't look like there's going to be enough good water around. And so it's a bit of a long-term strategy. You take these fish, you hold them, you look after them, you get them into really good condition. And when the conditions are right again, then you breed them and put the babies back. The majority of fish that were rescued last year went to commercial and government hatcheries where they've been held. You can do that again this year from other sites, but at some stage you'll reach a critical breaking point where you just can't hold any more fish. And so one of the tough things this year, if conditions go bad, there's going to have to be some tough decisions made about what populations you save and what populations you may not have the resources to.
As he helps to coordinate the New South Wales strategy for another dry summer, Cameron Lay acknowledges there's a longer-term issue.
Well, within a changing climate, these are going to be challenges we're going to have to face, you know, as we go forward. But the one thing about native fish people need to understand is they're extremely resilient. Individual fish can produce, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of eggs. So when conditions do improve, there is the opportunity for a relatively rapid improvement in fish communities throughout the basin.
But Lee Baumgartner at Charles Sturt University says it will be hard to manage community expectations if more fish die this summer.
There's this real expectation that we don't kill fish, that we manage the rivers in a good way. But there's just times, particularly in drought, where it's not possible to keep everyone happy. It is heartbreaking. It's really hard to take. And it's really hard to see communities struggle with it as well, because we see it when we go and visit a site. These people live it and breathe it every day, and they're very passionate about their river because, you know, water is life.
The New South Wales strategy for managing native fish populations in the basin this summer is expected to be released in coming weeks. And later next month, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority will be releasing the joint Commonwealth-State Emergency Response Plan for the looming long hot summer.
Greg Borschman with that report.